the happiest of Wednesdays to all you Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Oh.
It's doing good this week. Mm-hmm. Doing good. And so are we on this 11th day of the second month of 2026. 42 in, 323 left to go. 3-day advance notice. Valentine's Day is Saturday.
That gal is here to warn you. I would listen to her. Sounds like she knows what's going on.
It'd be great if she could give us some ideas, maybe. 6 days until Mardi Gras, and today, otherwise known as Make a Friend Day.
Aww.
Can't wait to...
Hey, besties.
Meet our new friend whenever we get a chance to.
Right.
Yeah. 50 Cent.
I didn't see him roaming around yesterday. I was all excited.
I think the onboarding process is still taking place with HR. Can't rush the process. It's a process.
The third floor.
Can't rush the process. He has a problem with stairs. I mean, National Peppermint Patty Day.
Like the Peanuts version with the little girl?
Yes.
Or the candy?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I like it.
It's National Latte Day. So they'll be bustling next door. Starbucks. It is White Shirt Day.
I'm not celebrating.
Yeah.
Neither are you.
Rocking the blue. It's Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day. It's gratified. I don't like milk.
I know, but are you the one to clean it up? Because I don't think the moms are celebrating that. There's a reason to cry. That's it.
I do. I am now employing, if I've used it or it's dirty, to just go ahead and put it not in the sink, but now directly into the dishwasher.
Oh.
So that is a new policy in the house.
Everyone's invited.
Everybody's invited to do just that.
Oh, I cleaned the teenager's room yesterday. We've got some new policies in place as well.
It is Hug a Tall Person Day. I kissed one.
Aw.
Gratified being single day. Although this is not technically Singles Day. That happens on Sunday after Valentine's Day.
So this is the grateful for being in that condition.
And it's Whitney Houston Appreciation Day. All right. She will always love you. On this date in history, things happened. It was 1963 that Julia Child's show, The French Chef, premiered.
Yeah, we're going to fold it in.
I've cut the dickens out of my finger.
No.
She'd be interested in what we could do.
I bet she would. She'd have a lot of good ideas.
Watch out
for
50
Cent.
Beef bourguignon?
No.
On this date, 1968, up there in New York City, Madison Square Garden officially opens up.
Oh, come visit.
Interesting notes on this date in 1990. Two things happened. Nelson Mandela was freed after 27 years.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump freed Ivana Trump.
Oh.
They broke up.
Yes, we love winners. We love winning.
Don't worry. He found somebody else. Also in 1990. Man, a big date. I saw this live. Buster Douglas, 42-1 underdog, handed Mike Tyson his first professional loss, shocking the world. And Mike Tyson had a Super Bowl commercial.
I saw that.
Yeah.
He wants us to eat healthy. Have an apple.
He claims to have eaten a gallon of ice cream like an hour or something like that back in the day, which I think is inconceivable. On this date in 2002, all 6 cast members on the show Friends signed a deal for $24 million each for the final season of the series. It was on this date. In 2006, Vice President Dick Cheney shoots his buddy.
Oh, no.
On a weekend quail hunting trip out there in East Texas.
It's unfortunate.
Well, let's make a friend day.
Hold your fire.
Yeah. On this date in 2020, the World Health Organization officially names coronavirus and the outbreak COVID-19.
Looks like it's going to stick. That thing is going places.
It did stick around, didn't it? And a couple of would-have-beens, would have been really old. Inventing himself on this day was inventor, birth date of Thomas Edison, and the great Burt Reynolds was born on this date in 1936.
Burt! I love you!
Past that, we got Wednesday birthday cakes to celebrate. Taylor Lautner is 34.
It's not Taylor Swift.
It's Team Jacob from the Twilight series. And I guess even though he's 34, he's in the twilight of his career. He hadn't really done anything since. Kelly Rowland, North Texas of Destiny's Child, is 45. Brandy is 47. The guy from Old Spice, Isaiah Mustafa, is 52 today. Jennifer Aniston, speaking of friends and Make a Friend Day, 57 today.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
She's supposed to get married soon to that hypnotist, right?
Yeah, I know. He already knows that.
Everyone's invited.
No, I don't think that's how it's going to go.
Should. Sarah Palin is 62 today.
Pitbull with lipstick.
Ken Shamrock, MMA-er, WWE-er, 62. Your best friend, Sheryl Crow, is 64 today. And on a Wednesday with W, happy 73rd to Jeb Bush today.
Oh.
There you go. Elsewhere, Josh Appington, Hank Fan, and a happy birthday to engineer extraordinaire Hugh Beavers. There you go. That is why we love this Wednesday, and you didn't think there was a reason, did you? Y'all duck.
Waking up the Westoplex, it's KB and Heather Lee.